Good morning. Happy hump day. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show. We, for some reason, Andy, are talking about these Hallmark Christmas movies.
I know. Super excited about it because, as I just mentioned in the X-Files, the schedule for the Christmas movies just came out. And Lisa is with us. Lisa in Hamilton. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Lisa, do you love these movies as much as I do?
I love the movies. Absolutely. Because they are, you know that they're going to have a happy ending, and it's going to make you feel good at the end with all the things that are going wrong in the world. These movies make you feel fabulous.
Yes. Oh, and, you know,
Lisa's like a commercial.
I know. For as for as much as I get annoyed with people who are like super crafty and can bake and seem like they have the perfect life and stuff, which is what you see in all these movies, I love it. I love getting lost in those stories, even though it's the same story over and over and over again. Okay. So, here's the fun thing, Lisa, is that they have the most clever names for their movies because, I mean, really, you have to get clever when all the movies are exactly the same. So we're going to play a game. Is it real or is it a fake Hallmark movie? Okay.
Okay. Yep.
So you and Dave can decide and we'll see how you guys do. So I have some real ones here and some made up ones. So the first one, as I mentioned, is called Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses. So that's a that's a legit Hallmark movie. How about Check In to Christmas, in using two N's, like you're checking into an inn.
I think that's real, Lisa. What do you think? Check In.
I'll default to you.
So. All right. You don't think so?
I'll defer to you if you think it is. I don't think it is.
Okay.
All right. That is a real one.
Yeah!
That is a real one. Check In to Christmas.
Woo-hoo!
How about?
But we're working as a team, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. All right. How about Sense, Sensibility, and Snowmen?
No. Not real.
Andy?
It is real.
No way.
That is a real
Are
one.
You serious?
Yes.
That's preposterous.
The Holiday.
That's kind of an attack on Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah.
What do you think about Holiday, Lisa? That's got to be a real one, right?
Holiday?
What do you think?
No.
Okay, I'll go to you. That's
a made up one. Yeah, that's
it
a fake.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Lisa.
All right. Great.
Okay. It's time for you to come home for Christmas.
Oh, my God. I can't do this anymore.
Come on. Just one more after this.
I say that's real.
Time for you.
I think it's real, too.
It is real.
Because
they get a little sassy,
oh, that's
right?
Awful.
A little sexy in
there. Yeah.
All right. And finally, snowed in at the inn with a bottle of gin.
No.
God, I hope that's real.
It's the whole
That's got to be real.
That's Dave's Christmas story. No, that is not real.
You're right, Lisa. That'd be a little too racy for the Hallmark Channel. That's awesome. I think combined, Lisa, you and I got like 4 out of 5 right.
Because we're awesome.
Something like that. Darn right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.